performance in that first half. I felt we were really good. You know, exactly what we were looking for, but ultimately the result's not good enough for the performance we put in. And it's the small, vital moments at the minute that we're slipping up off. We're just switching off. You know, set plays are costing us at the minute. The game became a little bit scrappy in the second half, so we're probably not making the right decisions on the ball. Became scrappy, and you know that doesn't suit us.
You got the right response though, when Matthew Todd got the equaliser just 10 minutes before half time.
Yeah, but the first goal, you know, comes against the run of play. Felt like we were doing some good stuff in their half and creating okay opportunities, but building in the good areas of the park. So to go one now down was disappointing, but we got the right response. There was still plenty of time in the game to get back into it, so that was good. Matty gets his goal, which we're delighted with, but the second half didn't kind of pan out how we thought the first half would have went. We thought it would kind of be a similar pattern, but Martin put a stop to that a little bit, and we didn't quite come up with answers.
And to lose the goal to a corner and then a penalty must be a bad way to do it.
Yeah, you know, the corner's the most disappointing bit. We know that these situations have been costing us of late, and it's a habit that we've got into that we need to get out of as quick as possible. You know, we all know, I know as well, we can lose first contacts, but it's what happens after that. The reactions to then defend your goal and be first to that next one. And we're probably just not, you know, anticipating the danger as best as we could.
You tried your best with three substitutions in the second half. What was your thinking behind the substitutions?
Just trying to give a different kind of dynamic to our attack. Obviously, when Craig's good at linking it up, so again, there was pockets available to play into Craig's link up, but he can also get fit behind for there, so it's just a different thought process there. Ryan dropping in, Dom came off at that point. But after that, it was, you know, Kyle McDonald was one of the best crossers of the in our team, and he showed that earlier when he was in the team in the season. So it's about kind of getting wide, getting deliveries in, hence why Todorov came on at the same time. So there was thoughts behind it, but at the end of the day, we had a few chances later on, mainly for corners ourselves, you know, first contacts for a couple of corners that went close, but ultimately it wasn't enough.
It was a big decision, I suppose, to put on Matthew Todd to start. He'd only played 18 minutes this season, so it looked like it had worked fine for him, so I think.
Yeah, we were delighted for him. You know, he's a great lad and a local lad as well, and he's deserved his chance because comes in every day, works his hardest, you know, trains with a smile on his face, and he's got the quality and the quality in training, and he's just deserved that opportunity to go and show it. So we felt like it was a good time to throw him in there and see how he coped with it, and you know, that was a positive from, you know, a not so good afternoon.
And so what happens next? I think you're in charge for this game.
Yeah. I think, again, most of that, all that focus was on this week. Put a lot of work in, you know, players and staff trying to get the right result today, but it's not happened. So I think the club will regroup over the weekend and we'll kind of take it for there early next week and see where we're at. Yeah, Kai and Vitus is away, international, so again, we had a squad of 24 kind of fit players to choose from, so that was difficult enough. So yeah, we'll be out without they two, but there's, you know, that arises opportunities for others.
How much help has Thomas Smegel been this week?
Yeah, he's been in touch, so given us, you know, we tell him what our plan is, what our thoughts are, he gives us his opinions and thoughts and stuff, so we're all working together to try and get the right results and try and get this club, you know, out of the position we're in.
Is it going to be hard to lift the guys for the next game?
It's been hard, but it's been a position that we've been in. You know, obviously we had the change without Noel Gaffer not being here, so that was, you know, first and foremost, we thought there'd be a reaction to that to get a positive result, and that's not been the case. So we'll lift on Monday, try and get some work into them this week to try and beat Inverness on Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cheers.